Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting back to order. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10 o'clock agenda item, and there are three action items, so if it's okay, let's just consider these in the order in which they've been agended. Consider hardship casualty loss application for Jose and Donna Rodriguez, parcel number 22865545-0.
All right. Do we have those applications right here?
So it was hot enough that it possibly damaged the foundation also.
Yes.
They're gonna pull the foundation out also.
Okay, all right. All right, so this is a application for all taxes of data back to date of fire. So, Commission, do we have any questions on this?
Chairman, I was hoping that our assessor's staff, because this has a lot of information in there. There's medical bills, there's tree replacements, there's house damage. Help us out.
All that we look at is improvement damage, damage to the home, garage, buildings, nothing. So tree removal, tree replacement, that wouldn't be included.
Okay.
In the
calculations.
Nor personal property, right?
Nor personal property, correct.
Mr. Chairman, were you talking about Jennifer Waters coming to this meeting or Jennifer Lotzenheiser? Because I think I told you the wrong information.
We'll let it go this time.
I apologize. I asked Treasurer Waters if she was going to be able to come just recently when I realized we had two Jennifers.
Okay.
They're highly involved in these things at times.
Good.
And Chairman, thank you. I mean, I think it's important that we put on the record. People are always curious when we grant casualties or property exemptions for 602. So because of this and what you've stated, that you've got the taxable values on the cover sheet for your loss calculations, and with all the information that's attached, what I read is that the amount to be forgiven for the property itself, the real property is, or the house is $16,500. Is that right?
I need to take a look at the application because I thought the numbers are a little bit different than what we were just discussing back here. So I don't know if we're looking at the same application or not.
Okay.
I didn't print my own copies, sorry.
Yeah, bring your own. These are the copies.
Nope, not that one either.
Okay.
That one.
So the amount to be forgiven after the casualty loss is the $265,000.
Right.
This particular one.
Okay.
So that's the valuation.
That's the valuation, and then this is the tax dollar amount that goes with that valuation. That's the cancellation.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you like us to put on record these are all as a result from the...
This is a fire.
This is a
different one. I know that.
And Chairman, that's my mistake. I had the wrong... There's three of them this morning, and I had accidentally picked up the wrong one. I have that now.
We're going to have to watch you.
I just want to make sure that you're paying attention,
okay,
sir.
So this is the amount.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, it's understandable that you're coming back vacated, so.
Yeah.
Help you get back.
You'll help me out. That's good.
All right. Any other questions, or would we consider a motion? Since we got that clarified. So, I'm trying to pull up the agenda. What's that?
Shannon, are the screens not in?
I'm going to do this
one. I just want to make sure I say the right one, you know, whenever it comes back. I got it. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the hardship casualty loss application for Jose and Donna Rodriguez, parcel 228-655-4530.
Okay.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
And Chairman, can you put state for the record the amount to be?
The amount would be $1,148.34.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's move on to the second one. That would be consideration of hardship casualty loss application for Derby Family Trust, parcel 250-89000-0. There's three more. 250-87000-0, 250-86010-0, and 250-86010B-0.
So Chairman, this is the one I was on previously. So the same rules still are guarding this application. There's no medical and there's no tree replacements that applies to this application.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And I guess just for the record, the first one was a fire and a total loss. And then the next two, this one and the next one, are related to the microburst. And we sent out 25 letters on those, and they're just starting to trickle in. So we're going to have a handful, maybe 10 or 12, related to the microburst.
Okay. And the amount to be forgiven on this one is the $16,500.
Chairman, Commissioner, 16,000 is the value that
yes.
we exempt off.
Yes, that's thank you. That's what I was concerned about. The total
taxes,
total dollar amount is $92.10.
I keep trying to give away the farm here.
You definitely are.
I wonder why you keep getting rid of that.
Oh man. Okay, so
she's here.
I've been on the phone already. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no worries.
Okay.
That back page. Rodriguez.
Yes, the back page has it. I don't know if that was the front page at one time.
No, it's the back.
Okay. I don't.
It was
loose. Of course, I don't know what you were supposed to say.
Okay. All right.
If so, Mr. Chairman, unless. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the hardship casualty loss application for Derby Family Trust with all of the parcels enumerated on the agenda that you already read out loud.
I will second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. Can we have the dollar amount that it shows?
$92.10.
Thank you. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. The third agenda item will be consideration of hardship casualty loss application for Peterson Family Trust, parcel 250-91000-0. This is also out on Apple Valley Road. This amount would be for $151.26. Any discussion or comments?
This one is also related to the microburst as the other two previous ones.
Okay.
Back in what, June that all happened?
Yes.
Chairman, I don't have any questions. I'm in favor. The board did travel to that area with our emergency operations manager, and the damage was significant, and so the fact that these are coming in now, and the right way to say it is the amount that I'm referencing is the reduced value evaluation for the property. So this is $151.26, so I move that we approve that cancellation of casualty loss for this application for the Peterson Family Trust as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Is there anything else on this subject? All right. Being that there's not, can we adjourn till this afternoon?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's be in adjournment. Thank you.